Rob Parr,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSunKeys.com.
You have taken the land which is rightfully ours. Years from now, my people will be forced to live in mobile homes on reservations. Your people will wear cardigans and drink highballs. We will sell our bracelets by the roadsides. You will play golf and enjoy hot hors d'oeuvres. My people will have pain and degradation. Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims, especially Sarah Miller.
Gary, she's changing the words.
And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Steven Souza with the Tampa Bay Rays. You're listening right here with the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on Radio, stpete.com. Welcome back, folks. Happy Tea Day. Buttholes? Sorry, I don't know. It's Thanksgiving time. What a greater time to give thanks for you than to have my friend Jen here. Jen from Bananas Records, DJ extraordinaire. I asked her what her DJ name was, and she says, Meow Mix-a-Lot. And I said, DJ Meow Mix-a-Lot. And she said, no, Meow Mix-a-Lot. So she's known the DJ as Meow Mix-a-Lot. Go ahead, Jen.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, what's up?
What's going on?
Happy
Thanksgiving, Jen.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah, we were talking what our favorite Thanksgiving foods were on the way here.
Yeah.
What did you rank your number one as?
Not pumpkin pie.
That's
not on the list.
Does that count as I think that's more of a dessert rather than an actual entree. I was thinking more entrees. They're separate things.
Separate. Okay.
Yeah.
I like turkey.
Okay.
I like the dark meat.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nice and juicy.
Uh-huh.
I do not like the green bean casserole.
You don't like it with the crunchy onions on top?
The crunchy onions are the only good part.
Yeah.
The rest is garbage.
It's just green beans, mushroom soup. And some crunchy onions on there.
Yeah, but the onions are, like, the only good part.
Now, do you like those things separately? Do you like green beans and mushroom soup on their own?
No.
You don't? Okay, that could be part of the problem. I enjoy both of those things, so I do enjoy the green bean.
Okay,
casserole.
Well, cool.
It's not my favorite.
What's your favorite?
What do you think about ham on Thanksgiving?
Not a fan.
I don't like it either.
No, it's too dry.
Got to have turkey. I don't like ham in general, I don't think.
Me either.
I think my favorite thing would be, I like a nice cornbread casserole or cornbread stuffing.
I don't like stuffing at all. It's too dry.
You don't like stuffing.
What? No.
Are you having stuffing stuffed inside the turkey? Because then it's nice.
Yeah, I have had that.
That gets all the juices in there from the bird.
Sure. Sure.
And then it's good.
Yeah, I have done that, but I still don't like stuffing. Is this boring?
No.
Like this is, okay.
This is great. This is what people want to hear.
This is what people want to hear about.
Yeah.
Okay. I like macaroni and cheese. I made some.
You did. It was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I had
really
a little
good.
Bit on the way here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We won't talk about Thanksgiving too long. I did actually pull some news stories and stuff.
Oh, great.
This schedule is killing me, though.
What schedule?
Do you know, well, you do know, I told you, that I have a radio show.
Right,
now,
you did say
actually
that.
Actually on the radio.
Yeah, that's
on the
awesome.
Bone, 102.5
I haven't,
the bone.
Like, listened to it.
You
I
haven't?
No, but I bet it's good.
It's great. Everybody loves it. It's super successful.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get the ratings and see what it is. Oof. You know, get that 0.2 share from midnight to one. That's going to be great. But it'll still be number one. I don't know who's up listening to the radio at that type of night. Oh, we do have like some pretty intense, not like, I guess fans, because they like tweet at us and, mm-hmm. and do the whole thing. It's Anna and I from the Johnny B Show.
Sure.
And you can hear it Monday through Friday, or technically Tuesday through Saturday, midnight to 1 a.m.
Didn't you get heckled on Twitter by somebody?
Oh, people do it to me all the time.
Oh, okay.
They're awful to me on the internet.
Well, that's why I'm not really on Twitter. Mean. That Twitter is mean. I don't like it.
Yeah. You definitely have to have a thick skin, certainly, to be on the internet.
Yeah, don't care to. Oof.
Yeah, I always assume that nobody is going to say as hurtful things to me as I do to myself.
Okay.
So there's always that.
That's true.
Going on. Speaking of Twitter, you can tweet at me at @home_made_man. What is your favorite treat, folks out there? Tweet at me, or you can also leave a text or voicemail, 813-693-2124, and head to hmbradio.com if you missed that number. There's all the ways to get a hold of the program. And before we get any further, I got to say thank you to our lovely sponsors here, Jen. I know that you frequent at least one of these places, but I would like to tell you about the other if you've never heard about it.
Yeah, sure.
Of course, first, Tap House 61, formerly Sly Bar, no longer.
Oh.
Now it's just Tap House 61. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Wow. Well, let me tell you, Jen.
I feel like I'm learning a lot.
You are. And I'm glad that I'm informing you of these new changes, these great businesses here in St. Petersburg. 2061 Central Avenue. Joe did a great job redoing the inside. It's really nice now. They extended the bar. They don't have food anymore. They got rid of the food. and it's just really nice in there. It's where I hang out at quite frequently. If I'm going out, which is hardly ever anymore.
Right.
But I'm going there to hang out.
Do they still have that, like, stage, that super high stage?
They do have the stage, but I think it's mostly storage.
Oh, that's probably the right thing to do.
Yeah, I miss that stage. I liked when we had the open mics there. I liked having the open mics up. See, people felt very strongly about it. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
About 48% also loved it, and then 52% did not like doing the open mic up there.
It was a little scary going up there.
Right.
You know.
It was, yeah. There wasn't a good way. You had to go through the kitchen up this spiral staircase that was held together with probably duct tape and hopes and dreams.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was a little frightening.
Very shaky.
But I had some great time just sitting on that staircase getting hammered drunk. And doing stand-up comedy up there. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I did one time. I did really well.
Yep.
And the second time I bombed, and that was it.
And you quit after that.
That's right. I'm a quitter.
Yeah. That happens frequently. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I tried.
You did. I think you did fine. I think if it's something you could have succeeded at if you would have put some more effort into it.
But
you just didn't want to, though. If you don't have the drive to do it, why do it?
Yeah, no. I think DJing is my new calling.
We're going to talk about that. Very shortly.
Okay.
But first, I just want to say, visit taphouse61.com, 2061 Central Avenue, and on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff, Taphouse, the number 6, the number 1. And I don't know if you've ever been to Truvy Salon and Spa, Jen.
No.
You haven't?
No.
Well, let me tell you, Chrissy is the only one that cuts my hair, and she does it once every 4 years. And it's great, although I'm thinking about taking it off.
Yeah.
I'm really considering. Zach Townsend had a good point the other day. He goes, you're too old to look the way you do.
Good point.
And I think he might be right. Yeah.
I've been
considering it. I need to cut. Like, the only reason I have this beard, I've talked about it before, is to cover my double chin. I don't have, like, a real chin, so I have to grow one out of hair, but that might even have to go at this point. So
just use, like, a little bronzer underneath your chin.
Right. Yep.
And then that's good.
Yep. I'll just push it out as much as I can. With my chin muscles, and just hope for
and
the
contour.
Best. Although then this is not good for radio, but then my face will be stretched. You can probably hear it in the voice.
Right. Sure.
Now. Yeah.
Just contour.
All right, I'll consider it. So anyway, TruvySalonAndSpa.com, TRUV as in victory, Y SalonAndSpa.com. I think Chrissy's still a sponsor. Her credit card did not go through this month.
Oh.
But, and she goes, yeah, I got a new one. And then I was like, oh, okay, no problem. Can you send that info to me? And nothing.
Oh.
So I'm under the assumption that she's still a sponsor. So We'll keep going with that
for
the time being. Yeah, we'll see. But make sure you visit her. 80, what is it, 80?
I don't know.
Crap. I thought I memorized this by this point. You know what? Just check her out online. Truvy, T-R-U-V's in Victory. Y, salon and spa.com. You can make an appointment. You can get the address and phone number and,
sure,
and all that. And with, you know, promotions like these, how do these people not sponsor me, you know?
At so this thorough. Point. Yeah.
I reached out to Made a Coffee today. Have you ever had that?
No.
It's in the Rally near my home here. I stopped and got a can of the Nitro today, and it was very good and very tasty.
Okay.
So I said, yo, at Made Coffee on my Instagram story,
sure,
sponsor me. I'll read ads for you for coffee. And they actually sent me a direct message back and said, yeah, let's talk. So
I'm
waiting for an email from them. That should be pretty fun.
Is that local or?
Yes.
Oh.
It's bottled and or canned right here in St. Petersburg. So,
great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that because I hate making coffee in the morning.
Oh, I don't mind.
I don't. I do the cold brew overnight, though, so it has to sit for 12 hours, you know.
No, too much.
Yeah, it stinks. But
too complicated.
That's what I do, and then I forget some nights and I don't have coffee in the morning and I got to buy the coffee shop across the streets from me coffee, which is delicious, but it's also $5 for a cup of it, and for the cold brew anyway.
Right.
And it's just, you know, I don't have that type of money. I don't have fivers in my pocket every day to keep doing that. So, you know.
Oh,
you
do. Okay, well.
Yeah. So tell me about this DJing thing, Jen.
Oh, what is there to say? I like playing records for people.
Yep.
And, I do it at the Independent.
Okay. That's recently opened. That was where the Amsterdam was. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So it's back. It was in St. Pete before. And I remember when I first moved to St. Pete almost a decade ago, hate to admit that, but I remember going into the Independent and feeling very nervous. I don't know. It's just kind of like, it just seemed so cool. And I knew nothing about craft beer at all.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about when you walked into the new one?
The old one.
The old one, right. Yeah, we used to hang out there a lot,
actually. But at first, I was very nervous.
Yeah. It's intimidating, I guess, to get into that scene. Now it's almost second nature. It's become sort of a town where, you know, I mean, geez, what do we got? 6 breweries just downtown now?
There's a lot, but I don't drink beer anymore.
Oh, you don't at all?
No, I can't.
So you're not drinking then at all, right?
Well, they have wine.
Oh, they do have
so
wine.
So I have,
okay,
like, wine or, like, a rosé.
Yeah. I've never had rosé. Is it good?
Yeah. It's good. I like it.
Okay. So I've heard, you know, it's delicious from what I hear.
Yeah.
I don't really drink wine. I mean, I'll drink wine at home.
Yeah.
But I don't really drink, you know, wine out very often.
Okay.
I just go with a beer. You know what I'm into now?
Mm.
Bourbon.
I can't do it.
You can't do it.
It's too smoky.
It is smoky. It is poison. Like, it tastes like poison.
Yeah.
It's poisoning your body.
Sure. Awful.
But it is satisfying. When you get a nice little bourbon buzz going on, it's a little different than a beer buzz because you're not filled up with bubbles and, you know, stuff like that. So it's nice.
Yeah.
I'm digging it. I'm going to have some this Thanksgiving.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like gin a lot.
Gin's good.
Yeah.
I'm warming up to gin slowly but surely.
Yeah, it's good.
Jen, did you hear that Tampa second degree teacher had cocaine in her purse?
Cool. I don't know what to say about that.
Well, let's see.
Not good.
Here.
It's not
Pinellas
good.
Park, Florida, actually, so that's not really Tampa. Police say they found cocaine in a Tampa second grade teacher's purse after they pulled her over driving on the rim of a tire. Pinellas Park police officials pulled over, I won't read her name. She's a 24-year-old, so come on. At the intersection of Park Boulevard and 49th Street at 1:26 a.m. this past Sunday, police pulled Garner over to do a welfare check after seeing her driving on the rim of a tire. Officials say Garner smelled like alcohol and her eyes were glossy and bloodshot. Glassy and bloodshot.
Like,
yeah,
glossy.
Reading out loud for me is really
tough. I like
really
glossy
tough.
Better.
She failed sobriety test. Police searched her vehicle and say they found her purse, which contained a plastic bag with a white powdery substance inside. They also discovered a 4-inch long green straw that had a white powdery substance on it. Mm. Mm, the substance field tested positive for, you guessed it, shocker, cocaine. Officers say Gardner admitted that cocaine was hers. She also told officers that she had been drinking earlier in the evening. Step one, if you ever get pulled over by the cops with cocaine, don't incriminate yourself. That would be step one. But I guess if she's wasted.
Yeah, she'd probably be like, whatever.
She's like, I was freaking drinking. I don't know. Somebody gave me some cocaine, and I was like, all right.
It's not mine.
She was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance, driving under the influence, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Arrest affidavits. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I was doing pretty good, too. Say Gardner, who lives in St. Petersburg, is employed at Dunbar Elementary Magnet School in Tampa. The school's website lists Lauren as a second-grade teacher. Oh, I said I wasn't going to read your name. Sorry, Lauren. See? I'm already screwing up. Second-grade teacher at the school.
Yeah.
What do you think? Should she lose her job?
Yeah.
Why?
Because she's, I don't know, I guess, like, teachers are put up to a higher standard.
I don't think 24-year-olds should be able to teach anybody.
No, that's way too young. Because especially with children, I mean, like, the kids are fun. Like, they're super fun, but it's, like, it's hard work.
Oh, yeah.
But also, like, why is, like, Coke popular again?
I don't know. I've heard that it has had a recent upswing in popularity. I remember, you know, of course, I was a little baby in the 80s, but that was the peak time for it.
Yeah.
And now it's really seemed to have taken off, especially in this town here of St. Petersburg. Cocaine and heroin.
Ooh.
Both of those things I've seen floating around.
I mean, I just feel like it's expensive, and it doesn't seem
fun. It's not that expensive.
It just doesn't seem fun to me at all.
Yeah. It's really not that expensive. I think a gram is like $50 or $60, depending on where you get it.
Well, what's a gram? I mean, like, I can't even, like, what?
It's like a little baggie, like the little...
I don't want to know.
You've seen, like shirts will sometimes contain a button, and they're in a little plastic bag.
It's the same exact size.
It's about that size, yeah. And then there's probably about half of that bag is full with stuff.
Yeah, I don't really care about it.
Well, no, I know. I'm just telling you. So, I mean, it's not that expensive.
You're just helping me out.
And, like, one of those will last you probably throughout the night, I would imagine. If it's just you on it, then that should last you the entire night.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people go into bathrooms, like, together to do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what I've seen.
For sure.
I've never been a part of it.
Have you ever seen people doing cocaine in the bathrooms around here?
I've never seen it, but I definitely have been suspicious.
Yeah.
People going in and out. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I've seen it all the time, a lot.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
Just, like, lines everywhere.
Yeah. Or residue, you know, on the toilet or the toilet paper dispensers.
Really?
See it all the time. Or you'll just hear, you'll be peeing, da-da-da-da, and then you're...
Ooh.
And you go, whoa, what was that? And you go, oh, they're doing cocaine in there.
Oh, wow. I just thought people were, like, really congested. Like, they had, like, bad allergies.
Right. Oh, they had
like
bad
me.
Allergies. All right. To cocaine.
To cocaine.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah, it's weird. Like, somebody was asking me, I had a friend of mine, like, hey, can you get me pot by any chance? And I was like, I don't know, man. I don't buy drugs anymore. It's been a long time. And so I asked around, like, no. But cocaine, I could probably get you in an hour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I wouldn't, of course.
Right.
Because...
But still, like, I feel like pot's a lot more fun and, like, not as, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Well, it's definitely a different type of high, you know.
You're just, like,
more
eating
of a
bunch of food.
Right.
And, like,
watching movies.
Yeah. In your pajamas.
Yeah. Friggin' Netflix, Hulu, all that good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see the point.
I don't either. I just know it's popular again, and I've seen some of my friends sneak into it. Luckily, most of them have pulled out of it already by now, so that's good. But, yeah, at 24, you shouldn't be teaching anybody. You don't know anything. At 24.
Nothing.
You don't even know yourself at 24.
Right. Well, this is a teaching opportunity for her to learn.
A learning opportunity.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Yeah. So I'm assuming she probably got canned from her job.
Yeah, definitely. She's
so
gone.
So you learn. Steve Reich, no guarantee of money for the Rays Stadium in Tampa, Jen.
Oh, darn.
Did you hear about this? That the Rays are talking about moving, or they found a site that they would like to build on in Tampa.
Yeah, you told me about this, actually,
because
I was confused. I didn't know what was going on.
Well, Ken Hagen is offering no guarantees for a possible Tampa Bay Rays stadium move to Ybor. For the first time since a Hillsborough County commissioner divulged to the media last month that the site in Ybor City was identified where the Tampa Bay Rays could maybe relocate, Hagan addressed the issue with colleagues Wednesday. During the hour-long discussion, Hagan admitted that it may take more than a year, if ever, for a plan to come together to finance what is estimated to be an approximately $600 million stadium.
That's a lot.
Do you care if the Rays stay or go?
No, I don't.
Couldn't care less?
Couldn't care less.
Would you care if they moved out of the state?
No.
You're not a sports fan,
no.
Jen, is what you're telling me.
I don't like sports. I've been to a couple of games.
They're fun, right?
I did have fun, but I'm over it.
Yeah.
Really. You know, and I just don't like all the dumb people who come out of the stadium all like drunk or like, you know, with their shirts on and in the road. I'm like, ugh, stop.
Yeah, but isn't it the same as like people who go to concerts? Same thing?
I guess, but we don't have like a concert. You know, like
Janice Live, we got State Theater.
Oh, I'm never that close to Janice Live on any given night. So I don't know.
You avoid downtown like the plague, generally.
Well, like that part.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Yeah. That whole block. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. I walk by it from time to time and go,
yeah.
I got to get out of here.
I'm just too old. Too old for that.
So three major steps need to happen now, Hagan said, beginning with the Rays acknowledging that the location, 14 acres squeezed between Channelside Drive on the west and North 15th Street to the east, 4th Avenue to the north, Adamo Drive to the west, is a plan that they actually endorse. Since the news broke last month, the club has maintained virtual silence except for an innocuous statement released after Hagan's remarks. This is another important step in the site selection process, and we are great. Should I read this in a voice? We are grateful for the time and attention that went into making it a possibility. Tampa Bay Rays President Brian Auld. How do you say that?
I don't know.
Brian Auld. Said it October 24th. We look forward to getting to work and evaluating this option along with those in Pinellas County, including the Tropicana Field site as a potential future home for Rays baseball in Tampa Bay for generations to come. Sounded just like him, didn't it?
Sure. You know, as long as they keep the DJ cat, I think.
DJ Kitty.
That's right.
Is that who you modeled? Is that your hero? And you're DJing? Did that come?
Yeah, definitely. That's definitely someone I look up to and I aspire to be.
How great of a hit was that DJ Kitty?
It was a huge hit.
Everybody loves it, man.
Everybody loves it.
It's even a nationwide thing. I've seen people like copying it and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's great.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
It truly is. So the next step is a private sector-driven effort to begin to identify corporate support for the team moving to Tampa. That's what we're missing down here.
What?
In St. Pete. There's no companies that are opening.
Okay.
Like, I'm talking about, there's lots of service industry jobs.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Restaurants, bars. Mm-hmm. There's no substance. You know what I mean?
There's no, like, coal mine.
Like, or, like, tech jobs, or it's just something that's...
the penny hoarder.
Well, that's a good point, Jen. That's what I was about to bring up here.
Oh.
The penny,
he is adorable.
He is a cutie pie. I'm going to see if I can get him on this show, actually.
Yeah.
The penny hoarder launches a new St. Pete headquarters, adding 165 jobs. The penny hoarder, a personal finance website, launched its new headquarters in downtown St. Petersburg this past Tuesday with a promise to add more than 165 employees by 2020. The 23,000-square-foot office is on the top floor of 490 First Avenue South, which is also headquarters of the Tampa Bay Times. The Penny Hoarder publishes money-making and saving tips and shares stories about people's journey to financial freedom. It reaches 15 million viewers monthly. I need to talk to this guy to figure out how he does this, because that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I've seen the website, like, you know, on my timeline and stuff like that, but
me
then
too.
I didn't know that it was, like, based right here in St. Pete.
Me neither. I didn't know. He's like 30?
Yeah, he's young, too.
He's a young,
young
adorable
whippersnapper.
Yeah.
The company already has 80 full-time employees. The new hires will include video editors, writers, data journalists, media analysts, developers, and account managers. He says this started off Should I do his voice?
Yeah.
This started off as a lifeline for me,
said Kyle Taylor, the founder and CEO of Penny Order. In 2010, Taylor started the personal finance blog to overcome more than $50,000 of student loans and credit card bills. He said he worried about how he would pay his bills and had to find other ways to make extra cash. He documented his journey and eventually became the Penny Hoarder.
I was struggling, and I was pretty ashamed of it, Taylor said. I remember it too well, and I had a hard time telling people about it. I started writing under the pseudonym The Penny Hoarder.
Earlier that...
Your reading is great.
Thank you.
I'm really enjoying
it. I'm doing
it.
Pretty good this time. I've done this a few times, and, you know, usually... And I have somebody looking at me now, so it's even worse.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's great. It's doing good. Earlier this year, The Penny Hoarder was named the fastest-growing private media company in the nation. And for the second consecutive year in the Fortune 500? No. Second consecutive year by Inc. 5,000. It is also the number 25 overall on fast-growing private companies in the U.S. So that's good to see some substantial business.
Yeah.
On its way to St. Petersburg, perhaps.
I think Amazon, too, isn't there?
I've heard that rumor, yeah.
Don't know anything about it, but that's what I've heard.
I wonder, is it, I think it's like a headquarters.
Is that what it is?
It's not going to be a warehouse. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a headquarters.
Okay.
So there's going to be real jobs there. It's not going to be, you know, shoving people into a warehouse and paying them, what is minimum wage, $7.50?
I don't know.
You don't know what minimum wage is?
No, I don't.
I think it's $7.50.
$9?
I'm not sure either. No. I don't think so. $7.75. $7.50?
That's terrible.
It is bad. Yeah.
It's terrible.
I know. It's really a shame.
How much did you, like, was minimum wage when you started working? Do you remember, like, your first job?
$5.15.
Okay. I think mine was $4.25.
$4.25.
Yeah.
What was your first job?
Oh. I worked at Chuck E. Cheese as a party hostess.
Weren't you Chuck E. Cheese?
And I did
for a period of time?
I did dress up as Chuck E. Cheese when needed, but of course I'm a little shorter than the ideal, you know, person. So
what was the ideal height for Chuck E. Cheese?
I would say probably like 5'8", 5'9". You know, you want to be like a little taller.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm like 5'2".
Yeah.
So, like, his skin was all, like, his fur was all, like, wrinkly around my hands and stuff and my legs.
I can't imagine what, like, I remember I actually applied for that job when I was like, that seems fun. Like, just getting to go around in the costume. But in retrospect, of course, that sounds like the worst thing in the world.
It smelled like BO.
Oh, yeah.
And the helmet, one time I put it on and there, it was weird. I couldn't see out of one of the eyes. I'm like, oh, that's weird. I try to, like, maybe it was something on the front of the mask or the helmet, whatever. And it was a palmetto bug.
Oh,
my
God.
So I threw it off my head and I screamed.
Were there
kids?
Were there kids that saw you without the...
I'm sure there were.
Oh, no.
I am sure. But I was pretty close to the dressing room. So I just, like, ah! And I just ran.
You ruined the illusion. Some kids are probably traumatized by that to this day.
Well, whatever. Some of those kids, like, pooped their pants.
Oh, yeah.
Peed their pants.
Sure. So a lot of sort of the adults, for that matter, and Chuck E. Cheese. I've seen some crazy things.
Yeah, so have I.
Yeah.
I had ringworm like 4 times
oh boy.
From working there.
From the suit.
Not from the suit, but from like cleaning up like the benches and the tables and stuff. Because I was a party hostess first and foremost.
Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese when needed.
Right.
And then I became a trainer and then I did every part of the store.
What a nightmare.
Yeah, I know. Like that smell, I'll never forget.
That, oh my god! Yeah,
the way that place smelled.
They can't
like
clean
feet.
That thing, right?
Like feet and cheese.
And they can't really clean it. I mean, you can dry clean it, but they're not really doing that because that's probably up to the employees. If you want a clean suit, take it to the dry cleaner. Send us the bill.
Well, I think the managers would do that, but yeah, it was like once every 6 months or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get in trouble. You know, this isn't like an insider's, you know, I'm not trying to blow the whistle on Chuck E. Cheese or anything. I just don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But we had the other characters when I first started. So, but they got rid of them. There was like a chicken and like a monster and something else. I don't remember.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. I think I was mostly just Chuck E. Cheese at that point. By the time I was a little boy ready to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, he was the star of the show, for
definitely.
Sure.
Definitely. They love that mouse boy.
Yeah, I kicked a couple kids by accident, not meaning to.
Right.
I dropped a couple cakes onto birthday kids.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
Hey, you know, it does happen. What was your worst job, people out there? Text or voicemail, 813-693-2124. Tweet or Instagram me at home_made_man. I get a lot of crap for my Twitter handle now.
Why?
Because it's too hard to say with the underscores.
Oh, get over it.
I know. That's how I feel, too. Poor Johnny just squinches up his nose every time he has to say it. home_made_man. Easy enough, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there's underscores in the world. It's not like it's like a foreign concept. Like, people know what an underscore is. Ugh, get over it.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know. I just really feel, like, strongly about that.
Sure. No, no doubt. You can always visit hmbradio.com. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Who wouldn't want to hear this, Jen? On demand.
I can think of a lot of people who wouldn't want to listen to this episode.
Really? Because they don't like you?
Well, I don't know about that, but, like, they want to listen to, like, the Stranger Things guy.
Right.
You know?
That was a good one. Right. That was a few weeks ago.
I didn't listen to it.
You didn't listen to it. That was a good one.
Oh, I want to because I like his character.
Yeah.
You know? I'm sure there's other comedians that are funny. I don't know any of them.
Mm-hmm. Not really. I banned Zach from coming back on.
Galifianakis?
Zach Townsend.
I don't know who that
is. He's one of my good pals now. I hang out with him a lot. But he does this thing where he will, I asked him, I said, I just didn't get a chance to, you know, book somebody in the books this week, you know, and it was last minute. So I said, hey, can you come in and do a podcast this week? You know, he goes, yeah. So I'm like, all right, cool, man. So he came over here Tuesday and then said, yeah, let's do it tomorrow. I said, all right, do it tomorrow. And then I texted him, said, hey, you coming over? And he goes, yeah, maybe. I'll have to see.
Hence why I'm here.
Hence why you're here. But also, you know, you're good. You're good hang.
Yeah, you have a sweet hang.
You're a DJ, you know, and you work at a cool record store.
Yeah, I mean, I don't take it very seriously, obviously. My name's Meow Mix-a-Lot, for Pete's sake.
Well, that's great. Everybody's got a goofy nickname now.
Yeah, I don't take it seriously. I just really have a lot of fun. I'm really just playing music for myself, too. I'm not even really considering the other people.
That's always good, you know. I don't think about the customers. Well, at the same time, for a DJ, that probably is good, because they don't know what they want to hear most of the time.
I really do feel like that's the way to go. Like, don't take it too seriously. Have fun. Play things for yourself, and then just let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fail, you fail. But I have been really lucky. I've gotten a lot of praise, and a lot of people enjoy.
Yeah, you're like you're a working DJ in town.
I mean,
when's your next gig? Do you have a next gig?
There are two next month. I don't know any information, though.
Okay, good.
So you have to just... I just find out the week before, like, all right, get there at 6:45. I'm like, all right.
But it's usually at the Independent?
Yeah, that Independent has been, like, super supportive and collaborative. And so, yeah, we do, like, a monthly event with them. And we also do deep cuts with Coppertail and Pizza Box and the other record stores in town come and, like, it's like a pop-up shop that we, you know. So that's been fun.
Is it, like, a market type of thing where there's vendors and stuff, too?
It's just the record stores. I think they did, like, a vegan pop-up. Right before we did the vinyl pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty cool. I mean, maybe at one point they will combine. I'm not sure. It was just something that we've been trying out the past 6 months or so. And it's been fun. We have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the most important thing, too. Is it one of those things, too, where once it becomes work, it's not as fun?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess, like, for instance, like, if a speaker goes out, or if something happens, I can't even deal with
it. Not on the tech end?
Whew, no.
You got to learn how to do that, though, Jen.
Oh, I guess you're right. That
just
would
plug
be...
plug some wires into the back of your player there.
Just keep switching them out.
Uh-huh.
My function generally is, like, I always put my ear by something. I'm like, all right, it's working. Not working.
We're back. Okay. Very good.
That's the only thing. But yeah, I guess, I mean, the work element is definitely going to be like the Christmas season at the store. That's going to be crazy because last year it was insane. So I can only imagine.
What's going on at Bananas for Christmas time? Black Friday, is there a Black Friday thing too?
Yeah, actually, like this Saturday we have a market.
So this will air Sunday.
Okay, never mind. So everyone missed the great fundraiser that we had.
Yeah.
We also had Talib Kweli. You missed him.
We missed Talib.
Yeah. So go to Ed Couture. Well, I guess you missed
that's
that
over
too.
That's over too. That was
too.
Last week.
Never
on the
mind.
Show, yeah.
So
this airs the 19th.
Oh well. Okay. Black Friday.
That is the 24th.
Yes. Thank you.
That will work.
That
we
could
talk about Black Friday.
I'm really killing it. Really killing it right now. Black Friday. We're open like an hour early at 9 o'clock. Nothing too crazy. It's not like the average record store day. It's just like. There are some exclusives. We might have a discount. We're going to have DJ Kalani spin some tunes. He plays a lot of great stuff. Love his stuff. I don't think we'll have any bands or anything like that. But we might have some giveaways and stuff like that. Christmas season is just crazy. We try to have bands play in the store during that time. But that's it. And like the pop-up we have next month and... Don't know when that's going to happen, so keep your eyes peeled on Bananas Facebook and Instagram.
Yep. All right, fair enough.
Informative.
Do you, when you are DJing, now you work at a vinyl record store.
I do.
So I'm assuming when you're DJing, you're using vinyl records.
Yes, I am using vinyl records. I use mostly my own stuff, but we will pick stuff from the store and play. You know, if it's like a particular theme, like I don't have a lot of like 60s rock. Or like 70s stuff. I mean, I have some, but, you know, not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So this time we played indie stuff, and that was super fun. So
For like new stuff? Or
yeah, play like newer stuff, like Jawbreaker, which the documentary is playing at Microgroove and Planet Retro next month. So that'd be pretty cool.
What's that about?
It's about Jawbreaker.
It's not a local thing, it's just a film that was made.
Yeah, it's a film about Jawbreaker, and it's like playing in like small little venues. You know, there's one in Tampa, one in St. Pete. I already have my tickets. It's probably sold out at Planet Retro at this point, but I called him right away once I saw that.
Is there any like, not animosity, of course, but like, oh, that's Jen from Bananas coming to me. For is any sort of that, like tribalism, I guess would be the appropriate term for foe in the record industry?
No, there's no foe. We're all allies. He has a punk store, so I think there's a more punk ethos, you know, a little more rambunctious, a little rebellious. But like, I didn't call and say, hey, this is Jen from Bananas. No, I just said, two tickets, please.
Oh, I got you.
Mister. yeah, I know. I just... I wouldn't, I don't know. I don't generally drop that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's probably, I mean, why would you? I just figured, like, maybe he'd recognize you when you picked up your tickets or something like that.
He might. But somebody came into the store, they live in Atlanta, and they saw, like, Iggy Pop, whatever, play in a backyard. I don't know these people. Anyway, but he's like, you're here. Like, this is your domain. You should be going to all the shows. People should be giving you tickets left and right, you know, to get you to shows. I'm like, I don't know how that works, sir. You know, I don't know what to do. You know, like, I can't just call up a state theater. Oh, hello. You know, like, I just don't know.
Yeah, I know the manager there, and she was like, you know, if you ever want to go to something, you know, you just ask.
Oh.
And I never do because I just don't feel comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's another thing. I don't even feel comfortable like getting free drinks, you know, even. I'm like, begrudgingly, I'm like, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all you have to do is smile and say, oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's really all they want.
Gratitude.
Yeah, a little bit of gratitude goes a long way. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't feel comfortable asking for free entry to stuff.
No.
And there's really nothing I want to go to either. And I don't have time to go to anything.
That's right. You're a busy bee.
I actually feel bad because I had a media pass for Ed Couture. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go.
Yeah. Oh, it's over. It's done.
It's over. It's done. I couldn't go. And but I feel like it when they're looking through the stuff and they're like, this jerk didn't even pick up his pass. Mm-hmm. What the heck? So should I write him an email and be like, I'm sorry, I didn't make it. I had to work. And
can you just pick up the pass and give it to me?
I mean, I guess theoretically I could do that. Yeah, I don't know if it has my name on it or anything like that, but I guess it doesn't matter. That's just true. We look, you know, you could definitely pull it off if need be.
I also wear like a backwards cap.
Mm-hmm.
Not wash my hair.
Right.
I just wear like cut off shorts.
Yep. Yeah, you nailed it. I mean, that's pretty much it.
Oversized t-shirt.
Oversized tee. Yeah, sure. That's really all you need.
And just like, sup, boners? I don't know.
Yeah, sup? Hey.
Bro.
Hey, man.
Brosis.
I'm here for the show.
That's call me Billiam.
But yeah, I could try to do that. But the only thing is, I don't know how I'm going to even get there to get there. You know what I mean?
I don't know what to tell you, but Slow Dive plays on Saturday. Okay. I mean, I'm just blowing the whole game. The whole thing's blown. The whole thing's blown.
Should
we just start over?
I'll see if... No. No, this is great. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, this is quality.
813-693-2124 is the voicemail / text line. You can call. And I have stickers, too, Jen. You can get them at Bananas Music if you pop in there and see you.
Yeah.
Buy some records. Or you can email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiostpete.com. Give me your address, and I'm going to drive over to your house and give them to you. No, I'll put them in the mail. I'll put a stamp on there and put some in the mail for you.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know. I try. It's nice.
Yeah.
And then make sure you subscribe to the podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, wherever podcasts are, I think, pretty much. Just search for HMB Radio Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It'll pop right up. And the podcast has, not trying to gloat here, but I'm getting a decent amount of subscribers lately.
Like, what's a decent amount?
Like 20 a day.
That's good.
Averaging around 20 a day. Yeah, that's really good. I mean, it's still small in the grand scheme of podcasts. You know, I'm sure Rogan's getting, you know, hundreds and hundreds a day.
Yeah.
But, you know, for my little show that could here, that's pretty good. Cool. I'm getting that every day. That's pretty cool. I'm actually showing up in the iTunes listings now, which is cool.
Oh.
Yeah, not like the, of course, not the top 100, but locally.
Oh, okay.
Know. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
There are other podcasts in St. Pete?
Not many.
But you're one of them.
They're one of them. I'm beating Creative Loafing, so that's really all I care about.
Cool.
Yeah. No, I'm really proud of that.
Yeah, you should be really proud of that.
I gloat about it constantly.
Yeah.
But they also haven't put out a podcast since October.
Oof, ouch.
Yeah, so I don't know how it went. I know Megan, who's a friend of mine and a writer there. She's the food writer.
Oh.
And she had asked me, like, should we be doing a podcast? And yes, of course you should. Are you out of your mind? And so they did, and it was actually pretty good. I subscribed to it and listened to it. But, you know, that's the thing about these podcasts is people say they want to do them, and then they do a few, and then they don't do them.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It certainly is. You can follow it on Facebook, too, facebook.com/HMB Radio, and Twitter, Instagram, home_made_man. What's Bananas one?
They're what?
Instagram.
Oh, yeah, Bananas_music.
That's Twitter and? Does they have a Twitter?
They do have a Twitter. I don't, like, look at it.
Yeah. I think Twitter's kind of fallen out of favor. It seems like Instagram is the
way to go. I can't with Twitter.
Yeah.
Like trolls and stuff. Ugh.
Yeah. I don't think you'd get a lot, you know, and for your purposes.
Yeah, I think Instagram and like Facebook, you know, does the job.
Right. Yeah, you know, definitely.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll come to a close here, Jen. Seminole Heights Killer, though, before we go.
Yeah, what up with that?
What is going on? Are you afraid at all?
I'm not. This is terrible, but I hope it just stays there.
Yeah. Well, see, here's my concern. I don't want to freak
you out. And
then
gets arrested.
Oh, I hope so, too. Hopefully, by the time this airs, they caught this guy.
Right,
hopefully.
Totally.
But I'm worried that there's cameras set up everywhere. The FBI has a heavy presence in Seminole Heights. He'll just going to move to somewhere else, some other town, Carrollwood, or maybe downtown St. Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hope not, because I feel like it's like a local person, though.
It definitely like is, yeah. I'm hoping that he doesn't have a car.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and
it's
a bus
weird.
Won't get over here. Yeah,
it is weird, though.
He definitely lives in that neighborhood for sure. There's 4 people now murdered by this ghoul. And so hopefully they got to get this guy soon. I mean, he's going to slip up. It seems like they're hot on his trail now, just from what I've seen in the news. So hopefully they get this guy.
Have you seen the video?
I have seen. It's creepy. He's got a creepy walk.
I think it is a ghoul, though, seriously.
Yeah, a demon or something.
A demon. There is something going on. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
He laid low for a while, like during Halloween or something.
Maybe he got the flu.
Came back. Yeah.
Yeah, Biden is time. But, yeah, I'm hoping, you know, hopefully they got this guy already by this time. But if you have any information on that, of course, you make sure you contact the Tampa PD. You can even get at him on Twitter with tips and hints and stuff. So
yeah,
they're
actively
searching. Last time I saw it was $91,000 reward for a capture of this guy.
Wow.
Or info that leads to the capture.
Sure.
So,
I mean, it's just not like he's not doing things to the bodies or anything.
No, it seems like he's just
shooting them. Right.
Murdering people and moving on.
It's not good.
And, like, talking on his phone, texting afterwards.
What?
Yeah, that's what I saw. That's a video I saw.
Oh, well, he's walking down the street.
Yeah.
Looking like a ghoul, texting.
Yep.
Beelzebub and Diablo, and it's like, hey.
That's him.
Hey.
Well, Jen, Meow Mix-a-Lot, the DJ known as Bananas Record Store Extraordinaire. Customer service representative, all around, nice lady.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by the Homemade Broadcast this week.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I could tell you really enjoyed yourself.
I just feel like a fraud and a fool, but
why?
That's all.
We're just chatting about stuff.
Sure, maybe it's the La Croix.
Maybe.
What's that?
The pamplemousse.
Oof.
My favorite.
It really gets you.
That's great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That number again, if you want to comment, concerns, anything like that, 813-693-2124. If you missed that, go to the website, hmbradio.com. My name is Will Koontz. This is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioSt.Pete.com. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next, live from the Music Room in Dunedin, Florida.
Ha cha cha.
Uh-huh. People love that show. It's a great show. And Indie Circuit coming up after that at 10. If you're listening to a replay or whatever, it'll be other stuff. And if you're listening on podcasts, you know, go about your day. Enjoy your life. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Comedian Jeff Luis coming in next week. That should
Don't
be a good one.
Him.
The bank robber comedian.
Don't know him at all.
He robbed a few banks. He robbed the same bank twice.
Oh,
went to
dummy.
Prison for a time. Yeah.
What an idiot.
I know. I can't wait to talk to him. That's going to be awesome. All right. HMB Radio, Radio St. Pete. See you next week.